people are searching for this type of person, this kind of lifestyle. In one survey, we found that doing what you say you are going to do was among the characteristics young people most admired. Did you realize that some of the major corporations in America are now intentionally advertising their imperfections, sometimes even pointing out in their ads the unvarnished view customers have of their brand? Ford did a series of online films that describe some of the challenges their company faces. They are trying to connect with skeptical people by being straightforward and clear about how consumers really feel. The April 2007 cover of Wired, a magazine about trends and technology, featured the headline, "Get Naked and Rule the World." The story explained the trend this way. Smart companies are sharing secrets with rivals, blogging about products in their pipeline, even admitting to their failures. The name of this new game is Radical Transparency, and it's sweeping boardrooms across the nation. Will Christians learn this lesson? We should have a head start. Transparency simply means admitting what the Bible says about us. We are fallen people who desperately need God in our lives, every day. David Crowder sings about this in Rescue is Coming. There is darkness in our skin, our cover is wearing thin. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, we should have an honest estimation of ourselves, measuring our worth by God's purposes for our life. Transparency means not merely trying to act right, but being honest about our own lives, even being open about the problems our lifestyles have created. Here is an example. Josh, one of my college roommates, is a pastor in the Los Angeles area. He proposed doing a 5-week series of talks that he called Confessions of a Sinful Church. Other leaders in the church needed some convincing, but it happened. To promote the events, his team passed out postcards at local college campuses. The postcard said, April 5th, Apology Number 1. We're sorry for our self-righteousness and hypocrisy. April 12th, Apology Number 2. We're sorry for our endorsement of slavery. April 19th, Apology Number 3. We're sorry for our mistreatment of homosexuals. April 26th, Apology Number 4. We're sorry for the medieval crusades. May 3rd, Apology Number 5. We're sorry for saying the earth is flat. Free event. Bring friends, neighbors, acquaintances.